Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I mean, it'd be a big deal if this person showed up anywhere you were hanging out. And it sounds, Kimmy, like word got out before he got there. This could happen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right? That being said.
Mm-hmm.
If you knew they were going to be there, right? I mean, you just don't know what the time is. There is a period of time, even if you're a fan, you're not going to sit and wait for them. Right, Kimmy?
I would think.
You're hanging out in the break room. That's just classic rock, 96.5 WCMF. Tommy, you're familiar with Post Malone, right?
Kinda.
When you say kinda.
He's got the tattoos on his face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Post Malone. Like a new trend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a new trend. What do you mean by a new trend?
Well, he's got it, and the Jelly Roll got it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As you said this morning, Jolly Roll.
Yeah,
Jolly Roll, Jolly Rancher,
the country guy.
Post Malone, a once rapper, now is he like a full-time country artist?
Was he even really a rapper in the beginning?
Rapping.
I don't know.
He was rapping. He was pretty rapping.
So he's country. Country rap.
I don't know if he.
He's been in just about every genre of music.
Yeah, you're right.
At this point.
He did have a couple of pop songs as well. Anyway, he's wildly successful, and he is from the Syracuse area.
Wow.
Remember, a year or two ago? He was in Webster for a wedding for one of his family members. He has a show coming up with one. Who did he have a country song with? Jantley Talbert?
Did you make that up?
Ducey Bennington?
I thought he was with Portly Jackson.
I don't know. I thought it was just his show.
No, I think he went on tour with that country guy.
Oh, maybe. I thought this particular concert.
Justice Wilson.
That country guy.
All the same guy. Yes. They're all the same guy with just different names over their heads. Insert name. This one's for you. So while at home, he had to go do all of the home things.
Yeah, yeah, yes.
And of course, he showed up at Dinosaur Barbecue.
Oh, that's a legendary
Syracuse
place.
Staple. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Right,
the original joint.
There you go. So while he was there, he was taking pictures with absolutely everybody. Mm. And Kimmy, I got the impression based on the pictures that maybe word had gotten out before he got there,
or even if he got, the second he got there, everybody that was there was texting people. You know,
a Fairport Jimmy Fallon situation.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Yeah. People, I'm sure, showed up.
Because Kimmy, you saw this yesterday and you had a question that you asked
because I was thinking with somebody, especially somebody with connections to the area, like I'm sure that people hear whispers of like where they're gonna be and when and you know, maybe around like what day. Like I'm wondering how many people, first of all, how far you drive to go see, maybe catch a glimpse of that person, and how long you'd spend there before you realize, okay, maybe they're not coming.
Is Post Malone popular enough where people from Rochester would drive to Syracuse if they thought they had a shot?
Maybe not driving to Syracuse, but
that's
if there
hike,
was a rumor that he was somewhere in the greater Rochester area, I think people would drive.
I mean, is... Okay.
Let's say if he was in Canandaigua. Which is a...
Well, they call it the Syracuse of Rochester.
I think people would get in their car and drive.
30 minutes. You're down there.
Drive for Post Malone. I don't know who I would drive 30 minutes for a chance at catching a glimpse of. Like, not even like hanging out with him. Like, maybe I get to catch a glimpse at best case scenario.
Yeah.
I get a picture with him. Like, who's worth that drive? I know for you, nobody, because you're just a miserable prick.
No, there's people I'd probably go do it for.
Who?
But they're all dead. Oh, we should make it even more interesting.
With the corpse of Miles Davis.
Yes.
Wow, he's there? Kimmy, is there anyone you would drive to Canandaigua for just for a chance at a picture?
I don't think so, because if there's not a guarantee, I'm probably out.
Who would you drive half an hour for a guarantee for a picture with?
Ooh, guarantee.
Yeah. It'd have to be somebody legendary, like Paul McCartney or somebody. Like, you know,
well, that's the top shelf, man.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, it would have to be somebody who you could actually, like, impress other people with.
Post Malone wouldn't be impressive? You met them. Post Malone is not as impressive as Paul McCartney?
Well, I think, like, Post Malone would be impressive, but nobody, if they weren't, like, a fan of that person, they may not care. Whereas even if you're not a fan of the Beatles, like, that'd still be something somebody would be like, wow.
They're bigger than what they do. Yeah. Like, their name is that big.
Yeah.
Because I used to use my old man as a barometer for how famous somebody was. Like, even though my old man didn't know the music, he knew the person because they were that famous.
Okay.
Springsteen, Madonna, yeah. Cher, sure. That level.
Yeah, but here's the problem with that idea. Again, we're talking about Post Malone. He's a Syracuse. He's from Syracuse. I don't know if he was born and raised there or whatever, but he had a show in Cuse. Has a show in Cuse. I think it's maybe, I don't know. Doesn't matter. Bottom line is, he was at Dinosaur Barbecue over the weekend, and it looks like the word got out because a bunch of people showed up to take pictures with him. The Paul McCartney argument for the name I get. But getting a picture with Paul McCartney now, if you showed that to someone, they wouldn't know it's Paul McCartney because he looks like your 80-year-old guidance counselor.
Yeah.
Female guidance counselor.
Yes. He's got a granny face.
Which is fine. I mean, British people end up having granny faces.
They all do. They all get it. Yeah. Brampton's getting it now, too.
I mean, look at Churchill.
Granny face.
He had wicked granny face.
That was one tough granny.
Look, I ain't saying they ain't tough.
His ass kicking granny.
Just kicking your granny face.
I think Springsteen would also be a good one this seems like something he would do. And if you told me, like, you actually had, you bought him a beer or something, I would believe that story. Like, it's a more believable situation where if you said I sat down and had a conversation with Bruce Springsteen, I might be more likely to believe you.
Well, there are so many stories that people tell of Springsteen doing just like regular everyday stuff. He got in trouble. Remember, he was initially arrested for a DUI or a drug.
Oh, yeah, in a park.
He took a shot with somebody in a park who he had parked his motorcycle on the side of the road. Eventually, they realized that was cool. There's another great story he tells in St. Louis where it was way back in the day. He goes to see a movie by himself on an off day. And the kid, there's a kid walking with his girlfriend, recognizes it's Springsteen. He goes, can we sit with you? And he goes, okay. So they're sitting with him watching this movie. And the movie ends. He goes, listen, why don't you come home and have spaghetti with my mom? And Springsteen's like, okay. So he goes home with this kid in St. Louis. And he walks in the door, and the mother doesn't know who he is. It's still kind of early on. Kid goes and grabs the album, shows it to his mom, point it to him. She goes, oh, my God. She makes him spaghetti at like 10 o'clock at night.
Jesus.
So Bruce Springsteen is eating with this kid, his girlfriend, and his mom spaghetti in St. Louis.
It's insane.
Okay, and then he sees them. He said that now he sees them. Every time he goes through St. Louis, he stops and hangs out with them.
There's never a bad time for spaghetti.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, okay, Springsteen, I'm going just to hopefully have one of those moments that.
All right, so Clapton's been here a few times.
Okay.
So Eric Clapton's in town.
Mm-hmm.
How far would you drive to see Clapton?
I'm gonna make a controversial statement.
He took off his glasses. He's ready to say something that you're not going to like.
Derogatory about Eric Clapton.
There are a lot of people who are going to not like this. Clapton's overrated.
Overrated?
I think Clapton's overrated.
He's a guitar genius.
Yeah, maybe if you want to. I mean, if you're close, you know, if you don't go as deep as I do, man.
Clapton's so. What? You don't like Eric Clapton.
It's not that I don't like Eric Clapton. I'm not blown away by Clapton. Yeah, there I said it.
So you're out on Clapton.
I'm not going to drive a city. Like, okay, if Clapton like walked in this room.
No, Clapton's out somewhere.
Like where?
Local restaurant. He could be a dinosaur.
Okay, so he's a dinosaur down there. No, I'm not going. If Clapton's in the building, I will go see Clapton.
Walk down the hall.
If I have to get in my car, I'm not interested.
You got to worry about the parking situation. He's out.
I mean, look, there are plenty of people who have other legendary artists they think are not great. I'm sorry, for me, it's Clapton. I'm sorry.
So you say he's overrated.
Him and Sinatra, I think, are both really overrated. They don't even get me started on that Sinatra Clapton album they did.
I got a slow hand, baby. Because you shot the sheriff.
You'd go drive for Clapton? Look at you bitch. Oh, you're gonna drive for Clapton. Would you know?
Well, no, but I respect the talent.
I'm not saying I don't respect him.
Just said he's overrated, so you don't
respect
him.
No, I respect his appropriate rating.
His appropriate low rating.
No, I didn't say it's low.
And I don't even like British people that much.
Look,
No,
I know, based on your grandma face comment. I'm not saying Clapton's not great. I'm just saying I don't think he's what everyone else. You hear people, Clapton's God. No, not really.
All right, Frampton's in town.
No, if I don't like Clapton, if I think Clapton's overrated, I'm not going for Frampton.
The poor man's Clapton is Frampton?
You know what's weird? Underrated somehow, Frampton.
Okay.
I would say Frampton clamped it about the same
way. No way, man. Good luck getting out of here alive today.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, we're talking about musician, rap artist, country artist, whatever, Post Malone, hanging out at Dinosaur Barbecue in Syracuse. What I love about this story is, you know, you used your dad as a barometer for who's famous and who's not. You would not know you were standing next to Post Malone unless somebody said that's Post Malone.
Well, I know. The tattoos are giving away.
Bro, those tattoos are becoming more common.
And I don't know why, but yes.
But
I don't see many people with facial tattoos to that degree.
Kim, okay, yes, their face. Kimmy, for that Gen Z, now I sound like you. Those facial tattoos are not uncommon anymore. I mean, you don't see them everywhere, but it's not weird.
I haven't seen them other than famous people.
Go hang out with the Lucky Flea for a morning. those face tattoos are there.
Are they real?
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe I got sucked.
All right.
So what do we learn here?
Post Malone.
Post Malone has enough clout to bring people out to the dinosaur when he's there in his hometown. We learned that Clapton is overrated. We learned that.
Yeah.
Peter Frampton, Eric Clapton, about the same level.
Jolly Roll, I do confuse the Post Malone.
Jolly Roll and Post Malone confuse Tommy.
Jolly Rancher.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.